Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, Faith as a Mustard Seed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I was driving to church this morning, and I was coming down, after Job's Lane, old Montauk Highway there, towards the church. And that road in the morning is so beautiful. The sun, the Sacred Hearts Church, just the little town. It's so beautiful. But really, the thing that makes that drive on a Sunday morning probably so, what just takes it over the top, especially this time of year, is the richness of the foliage and the majesty of the trees. It's just lined with trees. I remember being in Boston in the fall and how the trees were in New England, just majestic, enormous. And then, as I arrived at church, I pulled in today and I saw the Cedar of Lebanon tree that Bobby Gianos gave to our church. So beautiful, intricate. And then I saw the landscaping, just the flowers. And I was grateful to God that His creation rendered such beauty and majesty. I was looking at the orchids on the altar table. I'm going to get one for a minute just to show you. And when I look at an orchid, right, and I think about how beautiful it is, look at the facets in it and the angles and the shapes and the delicate tissue of the petals and then like this little face-shaped thing here. I don't even have the vocabulary to describe it. But the intricacy, the beauty, the delicacy, the balance. It's incredible, isn't it? And when I think about the trees on the road, and I think about the flower here, and I think about the flowers out there, and the Cedar of Lebanon, it is astounding to me that all of that started with something that I could not hold up to show you because it would be too small for you to see from where you're sitting and where I'm standing. That all the design work required to build that flower, to build those trees, all of that potential is packed into a seed. A walnut, as an enormous example. A mustard seed, as probably the tiniest example. And this morning, Jesus makes a profound statement. And if we do anything in our lives, we should take this statement to heart. Jesus says, if you had only the faith of a mustard seed, all things would be possible for you. With only the faith of a mustard seed, your soul is saved. With only the faith of a mustard seed, you forgive the unforgivable. With only the faith of a mustard seed, challenges are turned into opportunities. I don't know if you've ever seen these pictures of the mustard bush next to like houses. But sometimes a mustard bush will grow so big that it dwarfs a home. And yet, when you buy like a little bottle of mustard seed at the church, it is literally like a bottle of dust. Skinny, because the seeds are so, so tiny. I find these words of Jesus's among the most encouraging in the gospel. Because sometimes for me, practicing my faith feels overwhelming. I'm going to fast 40 days Easter. I'm going to fast 40 days at Christmas. I'm going to fast 15 days in August. I can't even figure out when the Apostles' Fast is. How am I going to observe that one? I don't know transfiguration from transubstantiation. I don't know about persons and energies and essences. And who is St. John Chrysostom again? For me, sometimes trying to really have a full understanding of my faith is a challenge. And I'm a priest. I went to graduate school for it. Right? But in today's gospel, Jesus says, in order to work miracles, in order to be saved, in order to forgive the unforgivable, in order to mount the unsurmountable, you don't need this enormous, huge amount of faith. You need the faith of a mustard seed. You need faith the size of a grain of sand. That's what he's calling us to. Just have a little bit of faith. And with a little bit of faith, with a seed, faith like a tree can grow. Faith like a flower can grow. Faith like an orchid can grow. A few weeks ago, we talked a little bit about my Sunday school teacher, Mary Zervas, who used to always encourage us to make the sign of the cross before we eat, even if we were in the school cafeteria, or she'd say, every time you get in the car, just make the sign of the cross. We are the heirs of a tradition of faith that is so rich, so nourishing, so abundant, right? That if we simply try to practice our faith, we will find that there are mustard seeds all around us. And we want to forget them. We tend to forget them, but we need to remember them. Sometimes we lose the value of those seeds that our tradition would ask us to plant in the soil of our lives. How many of us at home say a prayer at the table before we eat as a family? How many of us can say we do it week in, week out, day after day? Not all of us can. I don't even know that I can 7 days a week say that. How many of us remember to make the sign of the cross before we start our cars and ask God for just a moment of protection? How many of us really have made it the habit, the norm, that at one time during the day, we pause before an icon, we quiet our minds and our hearts, and we say literally less than 3 minutes of prayer to say the Trisayon prayers? These small expressions of faith are super duper small. Any one of us can do them. Every single one of us could do all three of them. Certainly all of us could choose one and say, you know what, from now on, I'm going to say a prayer once a day. You know what, I am going to remember to bless my food every time it goes into my mouth. I'm going to remember to pause at my icon before I leave the house and just say a little prayer for protection. These small seeds are planted in our minds. And they are planted in our hearts. And where we go through our day, which is typically ruled by anxiety, or typically ruled by ego, or typically ruled by ambition, what happens when we plant these small seeds of prayer and devotion in our minds and our hearts, if we water them with a little bit of desire for God, what we find is that our motivations begin to change. Our orientation begins to shift. And suddenly, over time, we find that this little seed of prayer that we planted in our life has grown into a great faith. But we have to plant it, and we have to water it. Right now, we have it on the shelf in the little jar, right? We got to take those seeds out, and every day, we don't need to do huge things. Although if we have opportunities to do huge things, we should, right? If you got to save somebody's life, right? You got to build a church, you got to you know, write a great work on the faith. You get to feed a homeless person. We should do great things, but it doesn't always take great things. But we should make sure that every day we take a little mustard seed, plant it in the soil of our hearts so that we can be people of great faith and so that God can work great miracles in our lives. I thank you for your attention. I pray that God continues to bless and keep each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.